To begin with, you can sit comfortably. You don't have to feel self-conscious, as though you're about to do something special or weird. Just be at ease. It helps if your back can be straight, without being strained or overarched. You can close your eyes or not, however you feel comfortable. And notice where the feeling of the breath is most predominant, at the nostrils, at the chest, or at the abdomen. Rest your attention lightly in just that area. See if you can feel just one breath, from the beginning, through the middle, to the end. If you're with the breath at the nostrils, it may be tingling, vibration, warmth, coolness. If at the abdomen, it may be movement, pressure, stretching, release. You don't have to name them, but feel them. Direct your attention to just one breath, and then the next. And if images or sounds, emotions or sensations arise, but they're not strong enough to actually take you away from the feeling of the breath, just let them flow on by. You're breathing. You don't have to follow after these things. You don't have to attack them. It's like seeing a friend in a crowd. You don't have to shove aside everyone else or make them go away. But your interest, your enthusiasm, is going toward your friend. Oh, there's my friend. There's the breath. If you like, you can make a very quiet mental notation of breath, breath, with the in-breath and with the out-breath. And then when a thought arises that's strong enough to take your attention away from the breath, simply note it as not breath. It's not the breath. And you can recognize it in just that way. It doesn't matter if it's the most beautiful thought in the world or the most terrible thought in the world, the one you would never disclose to anybody else. It's simply not the breath. You can note the breath as breath, and everything else is simply not breath. You don't have to judge yourself. You don't have to get lost in a thought or elaborate it. You recognize it's not the breath. Very gently let go and bring your attention back to the feeling of the breath. It's breath. The not breath. Some of your thoughts may be tender, caring. Some may be unkind, hurtful, but they're not the breath. See them, recognize them, let them go. Bring your attention back to the feeling of the breath. Our habitual tendency is to grab onto a thought, build an entire world around it, or push it away, struggle against it. Here we stay even, balanced, calm. We simply recognize it's not the breath. Very gently let it go. Bring your attention back, one breath at a time. Let your attention actually rest in the sensations of breathing. Whether or not you choose to actually use the notation of breath, not breath, the moment that we realize that we've been distracted is an incredibly important moment, because that's the moment that we have the chance to be really different and not judge ourselves, not condemn ourselves. Simply let go and begin again. If you get lost in thought, or if you get swept up in some fantasy, if you fall asleep, and you have to let go and begin again thousands of times, it's fine. That actually is the practice, to return our attention to just one breath. You may notice the rhythm of your breath changing in the course of this meditation session. You can just allow it to be however it is. And remember, if you see your attention jumping to the past, jumping to the future, to judgment, to speculation, it's all right. Our practice is to gently let go and simply return. You can shepherd your attention back to the feeling of the breath. Remember that in letting go of distraction, the important word is gentle. You can gently let go. You can forgive yourself for having wandered. And with great kindness, you can begin again. And when you feel ready, you can open your eyes. Remember, as you end this formal practice, that the breath is very portable. By sitting formally in this way, we practice being aware. Connecting with the breath is an anchor that is with us always, in every moment. We can extend this practice to times in our everyday lives. Standing in line impatiently at the grocery store, sitting anxiously in a doctor's waiting room, busily caring for one's children. Anywhere we are breathing, we can be meditating.